Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad that you joined me on today, and I'm so excited about what God is doing, and I'm excited about you being here with me for Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie on this Monday, and it is the final Monday of June. And so what does that mean? That means that we are in halftime mode. We have entered into the half point of the year. As of today, we have 180 days that we're in the 180th day of the first half of the year. And so when we look ahead, we got 185 more days to go. So, but I'm telling you, we still have great things, and you may think that I haven't accomplished all that I have wanted to accomplish, but I want to tell you, you will accomplish it. Believe me, you will accomplish it. I also want to say that I just thank God for the love affair he and I share. It's totally beyond compare. He is always just the great God that I envisioned him to be, and even more than that. And I'm just thanking him for that, and I thank him for, I just thank him for everything. You know, sometimes I'm just walking up the street, and I'm just saying, thank you, God. But I want to direct you all to our websites, www.themeplace.org, just like it sounds, themeplace.org. Also to www.jackieshowers.com, J-A-C-Q-U-I, showers.com. We just have tons of information up there for you, and hoping that you will really embrace it, and it will help you go to that next level. Also want to encourage you to follow us on Twitter, to Facebook us, to friend us on Facebook, to link in, to link up with us on LinkedIn, to plus us on Google. But we're just out there, and we're out there. And one of the reasons we're out there is because my mandate is to encourage you to become all God envisioned so you can experience what he saw, spiritual abundance, wealth in every area of your life. And that's what God is calling us to. It's just to, you know, just begin to embrace it. What are the things that you've been saying that you've always wanted to do? Well, let me tell you, you will be able to do it. So today we're going to talk about challenge. And your challenge is to succeed by any means necessary. And I know that sometimes when we look at the challenges of what's happening in our lives, we say to ourselves, I don't know if I can make through that challenge, or if I'm going to be able to be successful. A month ago, or almost a month ago, I guess it was more like two to three weeks ago, but we kicked off the challenge and during our 11:59, a minute to midnight marketplace prayer boot camp, and we kicked off a 90-day challenge. It's a 90-day old breakout challenge. And basically, it's breaking out of the things that have kept you from bondage, breaking out of those things that have kept you from being successful. And each and every one of us, you know, we know what they are. You know, we may not tell everybody, but you know those things that you write in your journal, those things that you only tell God, those things that you hide within your heart and you hope to God nobody ever recognizes that, you know what, I'm not all that I'm cracked up to be. And so it's those types of things that have prevented you from being successful. So the only way that you're going to succeed by any means necessary is that you are going to have to, number one, be honest with you. You don't have to be honest with me, but you must be honest with yourself. And the reason I say that is And the process of your being honest with yourself is going to help you begin to establish a place where you can begin to say, you know what? I know where my deficiencies have been. I know exactly what they are. And now I need to start making the necessary changes in order for me to be successful. If you know that fear is something that debilitates you, that causes you to stop, that causes you to give up, then you know what you have to do. You have to get rid of that fear. And you have to begin to acknowledge it and say, I am fearful in these areas. And as a result, I'm afraid of success, and I'm afraid of failure, so I'm caught betwixt and between, and I don't know what to do. But when you begin to be honest with yourself about the things that you can't do, when you begin to say to yourself, you know, my goal is to be on time, but oftentimes I just can't meet that goal, you have to be honest with yourself. And the reason I say that is because in the process of your being honest with yourself, what you're going to find out is that you have been using defeatist words, words that causes you to become an accomplice to your own defeat. And that's a no-no. But in the process of your beginning to look at yourself and taking an honest approach to looking at yourself, you're going to listen to what you're saying. So, number one, you are going to be honest with yourself. Number two, you got to listen to what you have been saying about yourself. What are the things that you have been saying about yourself? And you have to begin to say, if I'm saying negative things, I need to stop saying those things. I need to stop. They no longer can be a part of my vernacular. And sometimes they're idle things, things that we just say naturally, like, oh, I'm so stupid. I never say I'm so stupid. Never, ever, never, ever say that. Don't say that. Because if you keep saying, oh, I'm so stupid, then what's going to happen? Then it's going to mean that things that you need to learn, you're not going to be able to learn. So you're going to have to listen to the words that you say. And in the process of listening to the words that you say, you're going to say, I'm no longer going to say those words, and now I'm going to start speaking words that's going to empower me. So you're going to have to transform your vocabulary. And you're going to have to begin to say, my words must align up with who I am, where I am, and where I want to go. So you have to transform the words that you speak about the words that you speak about yourself. And in the process of transforming those words that you speak about yourself, what you're going to realize is that there are going to be words that you just used to say them. But when you hear somebody else say them, they're going to vex your spirit. They're going to vex your very spirit because you're going to realize they are words that want to take you into a place of limitation and not to a place where you can be expansive and not to a place where you know that I know I'm going place, I know I'm succeeding by any means necessary. Really and truly, you must be radical. You got to be radical about it. And part of being radical to me, the hardest part of being radical is being honest with yourself, listening to what you're saying, and making a decision. I got to stop doing these things to myself. You know, one of the things that we say, especially in the household of faith or in the kingdom of God, one of the things that we often say is the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil. The devil made me do it. The devil, devil, devil. I'm pretty sure every last one of you know about the devil, and you know what the devil has been doing in your life. Well, I'm here to tell you something, and I'm going to give you a revelation. More instances than not, it's not the devil. It's you. So every time you say it's the devil, a lot of times you're calling yourself a devil because it's what you are not willing to do. It's what you are not saying that I'm going to do. It's what you keep procrastinating about, and then we say, the devil caused me to procrastinate. No, the devil really didn't, because you have the empowerment to do everything that God has ordained for you to do, and you have the empowerment to trample on the devil's head. Stop giving him all that power over you. He really is a powerless foe. He is a defeated foe. And when you begin to understand that, then you'll stop saying, well, you know, the devil made me do it. I was talking to someone yesterday, and they were talking about their job, and they were saying how the job went from being 8 hours to 12 hours. Nothing but the devil. That's nothing but the devil. So I said, well, why would you call that the devil? I said, why? I said, I don't understand where the devil is in it. Well, you know, now I can't go to church and I can't do this. And I said, but have you ever looked at it this way? Have you ever looked at it that maybe God has placed you in a position in that job in order for you to be a shining light? Well, yes, you want to come to church, and we understand all of that. I love going to church, and we understand that. I said, but when you come to church, you're basically preaching to the choir. When you're on your job, you're meeting people in order to share a light, to be a shining light. And I said, so yes, you may have to work 12 hours a day, but so what? That is not the devil. And so we have to be very careful. You know, some people say, well, you know what? I overslept. That was the devil. No, that was you probably not setting your alarm clock. Or when you did set the alarm clock, you kept hitting the snooze button so often to the point that you ran out of snoozes, and you just snoozed on to being late. And so we have to take responsibility. In order for you to succeed by any means necessary, are you willing to take responsibility for your own actions, or do you want to continue to keep pointing outward at somebody else or pointing downward at the devil? Or are you going to take responsibility for your actions and not allow anybody or anything prevent you from moving forward, to prevent you from being successful? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to do? Because from my vantage point, when I think about you, I know that you're more than a conqueror. I know that you're victorious. I know that you are not a victim, but you are a victor. I know all of these things. I know that. And so because I know that, you got to know that too. I'm going to tell you how I know that. Because God has no respect of person. If he made me a victor, he made you a victor. If he made Moses a victor, he made you a victor. He has no respect of person. All of us have an ingredient in us called success that was placed in us before we were even formed in our mother's womb. He put success in us for us to succeed. You're on this radio program right now. You're listening for one reason. When you saw that program and say, oh, I want to succeed, that's my goal. I have that inside of me. I know God has some great things for me. And if he has some great things for me, I need to be there. Why? Because you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you're sick and tired of being in that place where you know I'm not operating with a spirit of excellence, but I'm at a place of mediocrity. So you've acknowledged to yourself, you've been honest with yourself, you're listening to yourself, you're transforming your vocabulary. Now what you're going to do, you're going to write some things down. And it may not be that you sit there and it's a formal writing, but you're going to write some things down. You got to write these things down. And the reason I say that you have to write them down is because it's going to help you stay on target. As I mentioned early, we're in a 90-day challenge, and you can join us in this challenge right now. And even though we may have been in it for a few weeks, you can join us, and I'll still walk with you for the next 90 days that you want to be in this challenge. I'll still walk right alongside of you. What is it that you want to do? Write it down. And sometimes it's basic things. We know these things. We've heard them from everybody. We've heard them from our mama, our daddy, and everybody. But you know what? Lolly, Dottie, and everybody. But I'm telling you, but when you begin to embrace them and get them into your spirit, and part of it is you have to speak it. You got to write it down because it has to become so ingrained in you that it becomes second nature to succeed, that you know that God says that the plans that I have for you is for you to have a future and a hope. It's for you to be successful. I want you to walk down that path of prosperity and good success. Good success. He wants you to have good success. There's no such thing as bad success, but not mediocre success. Not just existing to be existing. And it doesn't matter. I don't care if you're 8 to 80, 8 to 180. I don't care who you are. And when you begin to make a concerted effort to change and you begin to say to yourself, I'm going to be successful, what is it that you have been trying to do and you have not been able to do? What is it that you've been trying to accomplish that you've not been able to accomplish? What is it? Whatever it is, then this is what you need to begin to do. You need to begin to ask yourself, why is it I can't get over this hurdle? and make a determination with a deadline date. I'm jumping over this hurdle. It's no difference than when you're running in the hurdle race. If you never start that race, you're never going to get over that hurdle. Why? You're never going to even approach it. If you make a decision, oh, I'm going to run in the hurdle race, but every time that I get to that hurdle, I'm going to try to go around it, or I'm going to stop just before I do it, you're never going to conquer that hurdle. And you have to realize one thing about mountains. You don't go around them. You speak to them, and you begin to climb up them. Because why? Because in the process, you're getting stronger, but your confidence level is being built up. And when in areas that you felt that you didn't have confidence in, you're going to have confidence in. But I'm going to tell you something else. Conversely, if you do not build up your confidence in areas that you were confident in, you'll lose it. It works the same way. It works the same way. You'll begin to question yourself. So say, for instance, you're great with numbers, but you may not be able to write well, but you're allowing this to conquer you. All of a sudden, you're going to start questioning your capabilities over here. So you want to master those fears in your life, so then they will not try to invade in other areas of your life. One thing about fear, if you give fear a hairline crack that you can barely see, fear is going to come in and bust that door wide open. And all of a sudden, you're going to look up, and it's going to be in every area of your life, and you're going to be paralyzed and mobilized, and you're not going to be able to move. So you don't want to give fear any place in your life. You have confidence. And I'm going to tell you something about fear. Do it afraid. Do it afraid. Even if you're scared, still do it. Just do it. And I'm going to tell you, because the more you begin to do it, that confidence is going to just... I mean, you may not even be aware of how your confidence just like mushroom, and other people will see it in you because your confidence changed. Your whole confidence changed when you have confidence. I'm not talking about pride. Pride is something totally different. Pride goes before a fall. Confidence propels you forward. Confidence propels you because you're confident in who God created you to be, not to put anybody else down, not to make anybody else feel bad about themselves, but you're confident in knowing God created me to be a problem solver, a kingdom solutionist, and in order for me to provide solutions to other people so then they can become what God needs for them to become, and they can operate in the place where they are to solve problems for somebody else. We are constantly linked to each other. None of us can say, I'm here and I'm not linked to anybody else. I'm already linked to you. You're already linked to me. I have a responsibility to you. You have a responsibility to me. Because we're linked together for each other to be successful. And you have to learn that there is a linkage. And there are times that you're going to have to collaborate. So don't just think, I'm going to be a hoarder. I'm keeping all this for myself. You can do a lot better when you're also saying, let me team up with somebody else. Because in the process of teaming up, whatever God has given you, and you decide, I'm going to team up with somebody else, you are going to be able to reach success a lot faster than if you did it by yourself. Iron sharpens iron. So in essence, what happens is that I'm going to sharpen you and you're going to sharpen me. And that's why you have to know that you can't do this. You're not in this by yourself. And you don't have to feel like you're in this by yourself. That's that whole Elijah, man, that's his whole Elijah attitude when he felt like I'm the only prophet left. And God told him, no, you're not. Come on, get up out yourself. Come up out that pity party, Elijah. Come up out of that pity party. Because you're not by yourself. You're not the only one out there doing what you're doing. You're not the only one out there where God has given you an assignment to do. You're not the only one out there who said, whoa, you know what? It feels like I've taken some steps backwards. See, sometimes when God gives us assignments to do, it seems as though the bottom falls out. And you're thinking to yourself, now, I know God told me this, but you know what? He also wants you to know to depend on him. Don't get worried. Keep moving. Keep doing whatever you know you're supposed to do, whatever your assignment is. You keep at it. And I want to say, if you'd like to ask a question or anything, you can dial us at 917-932-1710. And if you hit 1, I believe it's 1, I will see you, and I'll open up your mic. But I just want to say this. But you know, it's like when God he prepares us to be successful, and then we have to become radical. We have to be radical about being successful. And when I say radical, you have to protect your time. Because especially if you're a person that's working from home, you're an entrepreneur, or even if you may work a job, but you're trying to write a book, you're trying to get your project done, you know, you may be in the process of recording a CD, whatever it is, you got to protect your time. And because other people will try to infringe on your time, and other people will try to make their emergencies your emergencies. And one of the hardest things is when people come and say, oh, I got this emergency, but they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Don't pull me into your emergency. I'm not going to let you pull me into your emergency because I got what I need to do over here. And one of the things that we suffer from in the kingdom of God is we suffer from Martha-ism. This is a word I just made, Martha-ism. And Martha-ism is we get so busy with the busyness of busyness, and we get so busy with the busyness of what quote-unquote religion tells us we're supposed to do. And women suffer from this more than men because we're always, even in this particular dispensation where they say there's equality of women in the churches, they always tend to want to relegate you to a certain place. And so it's like you just do what you got to do. I can remember going to church and hearing people say, well, a woman must know her place. Well, what's my place? My place is wherever God tells me my place is. But in essence, it was is in a place of servitude. And that was the place that whatever someone tells you to do, that you would do it. And it was like that you didn't really have your own agenda and your own itinerary, that you were moving into that place of success that God had given you. And so you have to be very careful. I don't care if you can be a woman or a man, but you got to be very careful that you do not allow people to infringe their own emergencies on you and prevent you from doing what you need to do. Learn how to say no. Act like a two-year-old and say no. Learn how to say it. Practice it. No, no, no way. I'm not doing it. No, don't have time. Learn, and you can say no in different ways. But learn how to say no to protect your dream, to protect you moving towards success. And in the process of saying no, release the guilt. Learn how to say no and not be guilty. Because in the process of this no, it's a selfless no, not a selfish no. It's a selfless no in order for you to do what God is telling you to do so you can build up what God has given you in order for you to help somebody else. And it may be that same person who's going helter-skelter, because they have caused chaos in their lives. But don't let the chaos come into yours. Protect your time. Time is the one, it is the one commodity we don't get back. It's gone. The second is already gone. Can't get it back. I can't get it back. I can't go backwards in time. God says he redeems the time, but he doesn't take us backwards. And so you can't get it back. And so if you have a schedule, if you've determined exactly what you want to do and get done that day, then you have to stay true to it. Now, I'm going to bring a little caveat here. You stay true to it unless God tells you otherwise. Because you also want to be in the will of God. And I say that so you don't get to the place where you're saying, I know God told me this, but know that God told you. And always be prayerful, because you got to guard your time. You have goals that you have set, and you plan to meet them, and you plan to achieve them, and you plan to be successful. And that's the only way that you're going to be successful. And as I said, when you work from home, people automatically think that you're doing absolutely nothing but waiting in order to go and run errands for them and to do this and to do that, to babysit children and all of that. And we have to be very careful, and so you have to guard your time, because your goal is that you want to be successful. Your goal is that you, not only do you want to be successful, I'm going to make a prophecy over you right now. You are going to be successful. So I'm giving you that prophetic word right now. You are going to be successful. And if you ever feel as though you're floundering, you're feeling a little like, I don't know, remember my words. I am going to be successful to yourself. And say it. Say it with passion. I'm going to be successful by any means necessary. Nothing and no one is going to stop me from being successful because God has said he's making my way prosperous and I'm having good success. He said that. And if he said it to me, it's a done deal. So what I also want you to begin to do is I want you to challenge yourself. I want you to challenge yourself. But I want you to challenge yourself not at a place that you've always challenged yourself. I want you to challenge yourself at a higher level because I want you to push yourself. I want you to push yourself out of that place of familiarity into that place of unfamiliarity. So I want you to push yourself. And in the process of challenging yourself, it's going to hurt. It's just like when you exercise and you decide, I'm going to start exercising. And you're so into it and you're saying, I'm going to do this. This is going to be good. And you exercise that first day. And you walk away and every muscle in your body is hurting. And you have to make a decision. Am I going to do this tomorrow? I don't know if this is worth it. I'm telling you, it is worth it. It is worth it for you to challenge yourself. It's worth it for you to get the pain. It's worth it for you to go through it because then you know that you can do it. You know that you take control over it, and it doesn't take control over you. So, yeah, you may hurt a little bit. So what? It's just the pain of success. And so you have to say with every hurt that you have, you have to say to yourself, it's just the pain of success. And it's the same if you feel as though you've encountered a failure. When they asked Edison, how come you didn't give up after you tried 10,000 times that failed? He said, I didn't fail 10,000 times. I just found 10,000 times that didn't work, but I was still on my way in order for me to be successful. You have to change your mindset about failure and look at failure as success. So when you change your mindset about failure and you begin to say, oh, this failure is nothing but catapulting me into a higher place of success. And I'm going to tell you something. Success doesn't move you as fast ahead as failure. Failure pushes you so fast ahead because you learn so much that as you're forging forward, you begin to know, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, don't take that road. And failure builds up your confidence if you let it build up your confidence because you look at it, you make an assessment, and you say, that didn't work, but that doesn't mean that I failed. It only means I found one way that doesn't work, and now I'm going to go to this. I'm going to try this one over here. I'll cast that one off. It taught me something, and it also fortified me. It let me know I don't have to give up. Years ago, I was doing a fashion show with this young man, and he and I had come together, and we were going to do this fashion show, and we had been planning this fashion show for months, and he was listening to these little yappy, yappy, gossipy people who didn't want anything and didn't want him to have anything, but he didn't know that. And so he listened to them, and he decided, oh, I'm not going to do the fashion show. And I remember being devastated. I remember I was like, oh, what am I going to do? I sort of fell down for a moment. And then I said to myself, I'm going to do this fashion show. And I said, I'm going to give it everything I got. I was 2 weeks out. That meant that half of the clothes that were going to be in the fashion show, they were gone. I had to find some of them. I had to find some more people, some additional models. It was a whole bunch of stuff that I had to do. But you know what? I did it. And it let me know that I can do it under severes of adversity. That's what failure lets you know. Failure lets you know that no matter how much you may be attacked from all sides, but you are never cast down. And it causes you to jump up, and it causes you to keep moving. Just like when I was doing that fashion show, and that man thought that I was going to give up. And I'm going to tell you, we had a mutual friend who said, he said he wished he had not listened to those other people. And because I did that fashion show, there was someone else that was there And with them being there, it caused them to launch their business because they had always said they were going to make lingerie and do all this stuff, and it caused themselves, and they end up launching. We collaborated, still friends to this day, collaborated and start working together. So do not allow the obstacles that come your way, the failures in life, to keep you down, because they're really to catapult you into another place. They're like a springboard. You may go down, then you go up. And a better, you know, or like a seesaw. You may go down, but at some point you got to come back up. So remember, failures, they are propelling you into success. That success may not be able to do it because you become comfortable when everything is always successful. That's why the scriptures tell us to count it all joy, because it's in the process of building you up and fortifying you for the great thing that you know that you've been envisioning. And so every milestone that you hit, it's really getting you prepared for the great thing. And so all of the fears along the way, you're going to be shedding some fears. Your black coat, your red coat, your blue coat is coming off. That's the fears. But as you're walking forward, you're putting on your colorful coat of confidence. The colorful coat of confidence, and in essence, every coat that you take off, your red coat, your black coat, your yellow coat, your orange coat, a patch of that is being quilted together. And when it's being quilted together and you put it on, it's going to be called confidence. It's going to be called success. It's going to be called perseverance. It's going to be called, you know, endurance. So with every failure, you're gaining a characteristic, taking you into another place to succeed, to never give up. So it's like a patchwork of success that's being craftedly created for you. And each one of us, we have our own coat of many colors of success because our experiences are different. But one thing I do know, that if you do not give up, if you do not cave in, you'll wear that coat. And when you wear the coat, oh, my God, when you wear the coat, you're going to wear it and you're going to be able to stand out. You're going to come out of that place of obscurity and you're going to come into a place where people say, where have you been? You know, I've been on the backside of increase. But now I'm on the right side of increase because I didn't give up on the backside. I did whatever God told me to do. I was relentless. I was determined. I was dedicated. I was diligent. And I did it with a spirit of excellence. It didn't matter if I didn't have a dime or not. I always did it with a spirit of excellence. I never gave up. And I operated in integrity. I wasn't a shyster. I wasn't trying to cheat people. I wasn't trying to give people a product or a service that was subpar. I had to make some sacrifices for this success. I had to exercise self-control. There were places I wanted to go. I couldn't go because I knew I had to stay and do what I needed to do. I had to endure the pain. I had to be excited when I didn't want to be excited. I had to be excited when I couldn't even see where the excitement was coming from. But I still had to have joy. I couldn't let my joy be taken from me. But I knew I was dedicated to this assignment. I knew I wasn't going to give up. I knew I could see the vision. I could see the dream. And I was not going to allow anything to take me off course. I was relentless. I've been radical because I could see it. I went without. There were days where I barely could pay my bills. I was put out because I didn't have a place to stay, but I was still in hot pursuit of my dream. I was still in hot pursuit, knowing by any means necessary I was going to be successful. Sometimes I may not even have a computer. I may have had to write it down and go to the library and do it. But I did whatever it took. And then when I looked back and I looked forward, and I could see it was well worth it. This was well worth it. Yeah, it was hard, and it was difficult. And the terrain, it was, when I looked out before me, it was like, how am I going to get across there? There were potholes, and there were sinkholes, and there were things that I didn't know that was there, but I didn't give up. I kept moving, and as I found myself sinking, I just pushed my feet down a little further and called and said, oh, Jesus, help me. I prayed a little harder, did more. I did whatever it took. I did whatever it took in the natural, but I knew that I would not be as successful in the natural if I did not team up with God in the spiritual. There were times I knew the only weapons of my warfare for success, it had to be fasting. It had to be prayed. I had to get in his word. I cried many nights. Couldn't say sleepless night after night after night. But then I learned how to cast that care onto God. So then I can hear from him, and he can give me the directions I need. So these are all of the things that's going to catapult you. See, success is success naturally has the spiritual component that will catapult you further down the road. Pray to fast. To believe in God's word, not just to say mere words, but to believe in them. To believe that if God said it, that it's going to happen. Whatever God gave you, the Logos word, his written word down, but then the word that he spoke in your spirit. I'm going to write a book. If he put it in your spirit, it means you're going to be successful. It means that you're going to succeed. It means that you are not going to fail. Failure is not an option. Failure is not a part of your life, because failure is nothing but success on a springboard. And it's catapulting you higher and higher and higher, because you're learning along the way, as Thomas Edison did. I just found 10,000 ways that didn't work. That just didn't work. Let me go on to something else. You're going to encounter some no's, where some people are going to tell you no. Get rid of that fear of rejection. Get rid of it. Because no only means not right now. It doesn't mean that it's a final no. The same person that told you no today will be that same person that tells you yes tomorrow. That's all it means, not right now. And another thing that no means is that it is pushing you forward to that big yes. So you can say, oh, that's just a little no. I've still got the big yes in front of me, and I'm not going to allow little no's to stop me from my big yes. You got to be relentless. You got to be dogmatic. You got to be radical. You got to be a revolutionary about your success. By any means necessary, I will succeed. By any means necessary, I have a challenge. Join us in this 90-day challenge. Join us. So then I can be there to encourage you. I can be a pep rally with you for your success. You can go to our website, www.jackieshowers.com, or you can go to themeplace.org for this 90-day old breakout challenge. It's a 90-day breakout challenge, breaking out of the limitations that have kept you in bondage long enough. Breaking out of those things that have stopped you from meeting your goals, from being successful. I do hope you join us, and I do hope you be with us beginning next Monday night. We will kick off again 11:59, a minute to midnight Marketplace Prayer Boot Camp. You want to be there. I'm telling you, you want to be there, because at a minute to midnight, there's something that happens. There's something where things are broken off of you during the midnight hour. So you want to be there. I know a lot of people say, I can't stay up, but really try. Set your clock. Make sure that you're connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+. that you subscribe to our email list so you can know exactly what we're doing, because everything that I'm doing is so you can become everything that God saw, everything that God envisioned, so you can experience what he saw, spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth. So then you can know, I have a challenge, and I'm going to succeed by any means necessary. God is so good and God is so awesome. And I'm so glad that you joined us on today. And we will be putting this back out so you will be able to hear it again and encourage others to listen. So then we can all go to another level. We can all succeed by any means necessary. And I'm telling you, I believe with all my heart, I believe beyond belief that you are already successful. And hope to see you again with us next week.
Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Shower's Blessings, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.